Last time on Crown of the Kobold King, our heroes continued to fight for their lives in the crypt. The attacking kobolds continued to throw gas bombs and then started to push in with mobile barricades. The heroes were starting to lose hope, but then Scarab made a daring move to leap over the palisades on Tricky and execute the leader with a point-blank shot. Rootmore was able to commandeer a palisade while Monet continued throwing around the summoned whirling grindstone. Bit by bit, the smoke dissolved and the group was victorious. Our story continues now.
Getting into things, Bob, I don't know if you saw it, but last time
I did.
We made a shared document for when we screw up, and it's just called Boo Boos, and so we can talk about what we messed up on. And last episode, unfortunately, we had a boo boo, kind of a big one. It bears mentioning that the kineticist, using a whirling grindstone, actually only gets to make one attack per turn when you sustain the spell. After checking that after the fact, that makes a lot more sense. I was racking my brain, wondering why this thing was so busted OP. And it's not, but that's okay, because, learning a new class, we make mistakes. And on top of that, when combat reaches a certain point, in which it's obvious which side is going to win, there's always the crux of a DM to be like, do I make them slog it out, or do we just wrap this up and have everybody run away? Or fast forward to after everybody's killed, or whatever. And even though it was a very... Even though you were a big cheaty cheater McCheaterson...
I didn't know I was a big cheaty cheater McCheaterson.
You saved our lives.
Everybody's cheated at some point or another.
Yes.
Yeah, I skipped my term last time.
Yeah.
You know, it happens.
Yeah. So, finishing that thought, even though there was an accident in which you cheated, it was a incredibly good cinematic finish to the episode, and I would have much preferred the way that it went, as opposed to... you guys would have won anyway.
I don't know, man. It was pretty gross.
At the point that it was at, in which the grindstone took him out, there were like 5 kobolds remaining. You guys, like 2 levels ago, fought like 6 kobolds and mopped the floor with them in like 2 rounds. So at the beginning of the fight, scary. Middle of the fight, still scary. Towards the end of the fight, the scales were tipped in y'all's favor and did really well. So by the end of the fight, you guys would have won anyway. And it was much better to have them ground up by this awesome display of kineticist magic, more so than like kobold moves up and pokes. I miss because everybody's AC is really high or everybody's far away. Kobold moves up and pokes. Still missed again. All right, next. All right, you kill that one.
I don't know, man. My AC is 16 right now.
Yeah, but I mean, you were behind
same.
Your
same.
Him too.
I'm saying
but he
things
was naked
pretty
with a shield.
Rough. I missed most shots.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, you were the safest, Scarab, because you were behind 2 frontliners in the back with a gun. So, like, your AC was never into question, aside from like the bombers, maybe.
I mean,
the smoke was already dissipating.
For clarity, though, is it one target that it can
attack?
Yeah,
the rules say a creature.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't
so
say.
So when you sustain the spell on your turn, you have the option to move the stone up to 20 feet and make a attack against an adjacent creature.
Okay.
Yeah, and also, cool. I know I've been like goofy with the shield. I've got it now. I know every once in a while, I know with Nyrin, I messed up with the shield a lot. I would do the reaction to raise it and have the damage resistance, and you can't do that.
What is it? Raising it just gives you plus two to AC, right?
Yes. And then if you already have your shield raised, then you can use the reaction to get the damage resistance.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. I know I've goofed it up a few times. I can't point out exact points I did it with Rootmore, but I'm sure I've goofed it.
I don't know. Naturally, it makes sense that if you got the shield up there that it would resist some of the damage.
Yeah.
Because it's not like you're going for a parry.
Right.
I can see it, though. Because in one, using the action to raise the shield and then the reaction to block means you were anticipating an attack and fully ready to put like your whole weight behind the shield to stop the attack. Sure. And the other one is like, a quick reaction moment where it's like an attack is coming, I have to stop it. And so it's more of a like a glancing blow type deal.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure there are skill feats, though, that allow the raising of the shield and the blocking.
Oh, yeah.
It's like defender class stuff. Because I've definitely done it.
But yeah, I do want to say I did read up on that. I'm sorry. I knew I was going to make mistakes with Kineticist because it's a new class. And
no, you didn't cheat. You goofed. That's all.
I goofed.
Like I was just saying when you went to the restroom, I goof with my shield all the time. You know. Goof!
I do imagine that there will probably be even more goofs with Kineticist.
Yeah.
Just let me know if you find them. I have read over it. Like, I can't, you know, I even read over that spell, like, three times while we've been playing.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm just like, I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
It's just, it's kind of easy to glaze over A.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to glaze over words that are capitalized. So you have to pay attention to capitalization.
There's a lot of words. Because if a word
that's capitalized, that means it's an actual rule that's called that word.
What do you mean?
Like if you're reading something, if you make an attack and the word attack is capitalized.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Annoyingly, in this one, it is not.
Yeah.
It's literally kind of snuck in where it says, attempt an impulse attack roll against the AC of a creature adjacent to the grindstone. Now, reading that, it's like, well, there are multiple creatures. I could just keep attacking as long as there are things around it. But the important context is a creature, as in singular, one attack.
Yeah. And like, I was also looking... because I was still, you know, curious. So I was looking that up and there really isn't much discussion past that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or really
a lot
of discussion about it in general, which is upsetting. But again, it's a new,
yeah, it's a new class.
So, cause I was going to be like, well, it does say a creature, but it doesn't say only creature. It doesn't say one creature, but yeah, it's up to your interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And your interpretation says a creature. So
oh yeah, like I mean Paizo writes the rules a little loose on purpose just because they wanted to leave it up to interpretation for a lot of cases.
And to clarify, I think it's still a very good spell.
Yeah,
the fact that you spend your action for sustaining it allows it to move and attack, which means you can get multiple attacks off per turn without having to do MAP. It still, like you said, can't be targeted, can't be attacked, can't be shoved. But yeah, I was like flummoxed for a minute there where I was like, I can't do anything to this thing and it kills everything around it.
I mean, regardless, for like entertainment and story... I turned my fucking ringer off. For entertainment and story, it was awesome. I'm not done editing it. I haven't added any music or anything, but just listening to it as I'm cleaning it up, it was awesome. It was fun.
Yeah, I agree. Cinematically, it was a fantastic way to end the fight. Especially considering once the remaining kobolds had been ground to paste and the smoke slowly cleared, you found yourself standing before one remaining kobold, awestruck by the terror that you unleashed back in anticipation of what they felt was a sure victory. And in his moment of surprise and despair, he simply fell to his knees. You quickly pounced upon him and tied him up. And now here you are, standing once again in the dark, next to your new captive.
So I think the plan was to tie him up and go get the white kobold that we trapped in an earlier room. I think it might also be a good idea to take the corpse of... What was his name?
Purple guy?
Yeah, purple guy.
Girdlekep.
Purple kobold.
Gertie.
Because did they say that the scale that they found was purple?
I can't remember.
What scale?
Well, the villagers, one of them was saying, like, I saw this kobold, and he was, I can't remember if he said he recognized the color or not.
Yeah.
I don't remember giving you guys specifics aside from kobold tracks, and the neighbor saw Colburn Jabs being pulled away by kobolds, but I don't think he had a description.
Yeah, I'm sure if he said a color would be on that.
Mm-hmm.
Did we find Colburn Jabs?
No, not yet.
There's still, like, another layer to this
dungeon. I just don't want to go there yet.
Yeah, we can't.
Scarab would like to search the body of the purple kobold. Sorry.
No, you're good. Well, while you're doing that, Rootmore's going to take 15 minutes to heal himself and put his armor on.
Yeah.
He's sitting down on the ground. One stitch at a time. It hurts.
Scarab also needs to retch.
He's still sick.
Oh, yeah.
That is a crit on healing myself, so that's cool. 4d8. 14 HP, and if we have 10 more minutes, he's going to continue the healing on himself.
Go for it. Scarab, on the body of Girdlekep, you find his armor, which is a small set of leather armor. He also has 3 daggers left on him, and as you draw them, you note that there is a green oily substance on the blades.
I'll happily do a check to know that it's poison. 16 on crafting, assuming.
Each of the daggers is dipped in spear frog poison.
Those frogs still laying around can make frog legs. Little hungry.
So I guess that would just be a regular dagger.
Mm-hmm. And then the way that spear frog poison works, it has a DC 15 fortitude saving throw. With a duration of 6 rounds, it deals 1d4 poison damage on round 1. Round 2 does 1d6 and gives enfeebled 1.
So these guys are just good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Did you check all the other guys or just the purple guy?
Just the purple guy.
Let's check all the other dudes. Rootmore healed up all the way. The second treat wounds.
Do either of you want one of these daggers? They're coated in poison. I'm happy to hold on to them.
No, go for it. That reminds me, thought about pulling out this flying talon. Can't use it. Because of this, he holds up the handle, and it says, for kobold use only.
Does it?
Yeah. It has a kobold trait, so literally only kobolds can use it.
Okay.
So.
Give it here, loser!
take it. Plus 1 flying talon. Glad I didn't use it last episode. I would have been mad at myself.
Buffy, you got the poison stats on there?
I do.
Okay. He's most likely going to throw these at people and hope for the best.
On his person, you also find a jingling pouch of coin.
Whoa.
Rather light, it consists of 2 gold pieces, 13 silver pieces, and 29 copper. Have you been to town since you've been in the dungeon? Yes, because that was right before the slime.
No, we went back once when we saw the sheriff. He was all disheveled.
And drunk.
Yeah, we haven't been back since, I think, episode 15 or something. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's only been a day.
I know, it's crazy.
What a day.
Combat lasts for hours, travel lasts for seconds. Now, it's crazy we've gone this long with spellcasters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got some spells that are really good, but they're not worth casting them on a kobold, for example. It'd be a waste.
Right. Well, thankfully, both of your casters in the party have, like, fallbacks. Like, the kineticist, their elemental blast is basically like a cantrip ability they can do as many times as they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are half martial. So even if you run out of spells, no big deal. You got a big hammer. Well,
nope.
Add a big hammer.
It's broken. Yes, repair kit is on the shopping list. For sure. Now, if y'all are good and ready, we should go down and make sure that cobalt we locked in the kitchen is still there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if everyone agrees, we haven't slept yet.
No, we haven't.
So, we could finish our sleep or grab him and go to town.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Because, I mean, say, I locked the door and we still got fucked.
Yes, I say we go back to town.
Do I get my lock back or is my lock
broken?
The lock did require two thieving check.
It was hit by a pickaxe through the door. Or I guess, you know, it could still be on the part of the door that's not broken. You know what? Let's just roll to find out.
Ooh. A little percentage die?
Yeah, what do you think sounds fair? What do you think the odds of that thing still being on the door?
Well, so picking a poor lock requires two successful DC 15 thievery checks. A simple lock requires three, but it's a poor lock. So it says that. It doesn't say it's hardness, but that's up to you.
Yeah, no, let's... I mean, you know, I'm open to put on this, but if you have a lock on the inside of a door and then a door gets, you know, picked down or axed down or whatever, it's going through the middle, so there's probably a decent chance that it's fine, right? Unless it got crushed by stone as the door fell. So let's say on a D100 that anything over a 15 means your lock is still there.
Okay.
I rolled a 12.
Okay.
So unfortunately, your lock was crushed as the stone door collapsed.
Wow.
Sorry, that's really bad luck.
It's okay. Anybody else need
healing?
Don't
speak for me, Emma. It's not okay.
Monet. Monet, it's just a lock. We could buy a new one. It's fine.
Do you have any idea how much that cost?
Absolutely not. But who is hurt? Anybody hurt?
I'm very...
I need to throw up!
Well, do it over
wait,
there.
Wait, wait, wait.
Go throw up on your
poo-poo. I'm pretty damn hurt.
Okay, here we go. Gonna do some... treat wounds. Barely passed with a 17. Here comes 2d8 of healing. 7. 8d8 of healing, and I can continue if you need more.
Do you still have healing? We didn't get to rest.
He's treating wounds. It's taking 10 minutes.
It's her 21 out of 24. So she's, like, mostly good.
Okay. Everybody else good, though? The boys, Cody?
Yes. Okay. None of them took damage.
Scarab, you're good.
Stamina damage. You could try to heal Tricky.
Ah, yes.
But yeah, I need to throw up. Sickened three, so... What do you want me to do?
Spend an action to retch, and then roll a d20, and you need to beat the DC of the effect with a fortitude save.
Yeah, what is that?
14.
Got it. Okay. Want me to keep rolling?
No. I'll assume you'll get it for the others in due time. Especially since...
Yeah, we spent like almost an hour.
Yeah, we're spending time healing and everything. I think that, you know, you can keep retching for an hour. Eventually, you're going to get rid of the two you got.
Yeah. So that's 8 healing for Tricky.
Almost perfect.
You're very welcome. Good piggy.
I mean, you as Rootmore have every opportunity to have one-on-one conversations with Tricky. Being that you control the soundboard.
No, what are you doing? Please stop! Oh!
It's stay away from my pig. I just need a little bit of sausage.
Just a little shave. I'm out of sausage. It's the most important reason why we need to go back.
How much gold do we have?
On my sheet, it says that we have 13 gold, 2 silver, 5 copper, not including the 2 gold, 13 silver, and 29 copper that we found on Girdle.
Kip.
Girdy.
Repair kit costs 2 gold. I'll do that when we get there. Right. Let's go back down to the kitchen and find that cheery old boy.
Unless one of our, 2 NPC followers... Well, let me rephrase that. Would one of them like to, hold on to this conscious yet tied up kobold?
You can ask Edgren to do it. He's in good enough shape.
Edgren! Hands!
Right away, Mr. Scarab! And he, you know, shuffles over to you as fast as he can.
You're gonna feel real big and strong as you hold this man's hands and walk him back to town. Please do, and don't complain.
Like a hero.
Finally, justice for our suffering.
Totally.
That's a good lad.
What about your crying friend? Is he okay?
He's in very bad shape, Mr. Scarab. Nothing a few days rest won't cure, but I'm afraid he won't be much use.
Oh, damn! Well, we're walking! He needs to keep up! Thank you!
Oh, good. That kobold is still in the kitchen on the map, so that means he's still there. Good.
You have a scrying eye as well! I can see far, as long as God lets me.
I'm at the kitchen!
Damn, Rumor's fast.
Your Beyblade out of here.
No, it's with me in spirit all the time.
You're just walking really slow because you keep on having to concentrate.
Okay. We're good now.
Just what a
20 feet at a time.
What weapons did those kobolds have? Spears?
Mm-hmm.
Rumor's going to grab one spear because his hammer's broken right now.
The 2 tunnelers also had a pickaxe.
Do I still have my earplugs?
Yes.
Okay.
No, they shattered when the door fell.
Just, you know, gotta make sure, I guess.
So it's a regular spear, not a long spear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All spears are long spears in the hands of kobolds.
Very true. Well, in that case, I'll take the pick.
Yeah, and there are a slew of those, by the way. There are 2 picks, and there are 8 spears lying about.
Yeah, I'm full up on space.
Same.
I need saddlebags or something. If that's a thing I can get.
I need to buy a bag of holding, honestly. If that's what it's still called.
A magical endless bag.
We're just gonna start moving the barricade that we put up in the kitchen, keeping that kobold inside.
Sweet young man, are you still in there?
Sweet young man.
Hello? Heard you talking crap earlier.
Yeah, Scarab's got his gun at the ready.
Monet will armor channel elements.
Okay. As you move the barricade aside, you can see that it looks like it's been tampered with, like somebody started to move it. Uh-huh. But pulling it aside, you see the same white kobold, still hogtied, on the floor, wriggling about.
Oh, good, you're still there. We missed you. How are you doing?
Come to finish the jobs, cowards!
Ah, yes. Rootmore walks up, grabs him by the tail, and just starts dragging him out.
No, stop! Wait!
Yeah, and I guess... You guys ready to go back? Back to town?
To town, to town. Let's go back to town.
Just the whole way, Rootmore's walking off the trail on purpose. Oops, sorry. Oops.
Ow! Ah!
Monet has a writing set. As we're walking, she'll shove some paper into the kobold's mouth so he stops screaming.
I thought you were saying a riding set, like you were going to put a saddle on his back and sit on him while Rhubarb drags you both.
No.
Summon a horse.
She has paper, ink, wax. She's prepared for her journey.
I love that. Okay. As you ascend the stairs back into the ruins, you note that it is exceptionally dark. You have emerged from underground in the dead of night.
That is just perfect. Can we do like a nature roll to see if it's a good idea to travel at night, or should we just unfortunately try to bunker down again?
Go for it.
27 nature.
The night is almost always more dangerous in the wild. However, you do know the way and have made the trip several times, so you feel like while a nighttime excursion would prove more difficult, you think you could make it in the dark. It would just be slower than during the day.
Yeah, I'm down to push on if y'all are. We all got dark vision.
Mm-hmm.
Onward.
Mm-hmm.
The journey is slow going. Though you are confident in the direction you head, though you have your dark vision to allow you to see, the murky shapes that move in the darkness keep you up on guard. You take your time, pushing your way towards civilization, and by the time you reach the forest's edge, the beginning of dawn's light slowly begins to crest over the mountains. You are now on the outskirts of town.
Hell yeah. I don't remember anything about this town. It's been so long. Falcon's Hollow. Only the feeble-minded and the brave. What is the saying? What does the sign say? The sign is kind of an insult.
Only the desperate and the brave.
Ah, yes, the desperate and the brave.
Which one are you, Rootmore?
Brave.
Of course.
Little desperate, actually. To tell the truth, I'm out of sausage. So hungry.
We'll get our fill once we turn in this bounty.
Yes.
Did you not bring any rations?
No, all out.
No.
I gave the last one to Edgar.
You turn to look at him and there's food overflowing from his pockets, from the week's worth of food shoved into his pockets.
Barless.
Oh, right, it was on Barless that you gave it to him. Shovel weeks worth of food.
That was Monet.
Yeah, Monet gave him a ration.
Oh, I'm hungry, but I'm not that hungry. Enjoy it, Barless. It's all yours.
Turning back to look at him, there's like a trail of like sausage and muffins and whatever else. All right, you guys are in town. What do you want to do?
I think first things first, we should go to the people that have the sheriff.
Yes.
Take them to kobolds.
Yep. Get rid of this baggage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Making your way to the sheriff's office, you see, from a distance, you can see the two guards posted in front, still ever vigilant at their posts, and the door opens behind them, and from it emerges the large and quaking frame of Payday.
Oh. Yes, do take care, Sheriff. I'm sure you'll be cleared in no time.
And he shuts the door behind him.
Matter of fact,
this asshole.
Believe he's clear right now. Good man. We have your proof here.
Proof, you say?
Yes.
What proof?
Take a look at what we have here.
Yeah, tell him, Scarab.
I have no reason to talk to this pile of ass.
But you're the face. I got this.
Does he not have eyes to see?
We brought you two kobolds. They're bad. We know. We fought them.
Oh, and Edgrin and Barless. There was a lookout for Barless. He's been missing a while. I'm sure you've heard.
Yeah.
And the town's dear butcher.
We didn't find him yet, but we found these two kobolds, and you can ask them questions.
Yes.
You're doing great, Monet.
Thank you.
Edgrin knows the butcher. Both of them were with him. We almost died bringing this bounty.
Right, Gale Song, come on.
That's all right, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I kidnapped by kobolds. We were the three of us. I don't know what happened to Colbrin, but Marlis was the second.
Hear that? They were captured by kobolds. But, Edgrin, not this one, right? She points at Scarab.
Ah, he's the ringleader!
So you have brought witless soldiers. And so you have returned some of our townsfolk. But not the butcher.
So we brought two people that were taken by kobolds.
Yes, and two kobolds you have produced. These two have been returned. But your friend was accused of kidnapping Colbrin Jabs. And it is for that crime that Aldir Sheriff remains in prison.
Okay, but you have two witnesses now, Payday. You have two witnesses, and honestly, four witnesses, because you have these other two kobolds.
Very well. Let us ask. You, halfling. You, hunter. Who kidnapped Colbrin Jabs?
Edgrin looks at you uneasily, because he knows that he does not know. He was in the cell when Barlas... I'm sorry. He was in the cell when Colbrin was brought. So he saw who brought him into the prison, but not who captured him.
Okay, Payday, if you get to ask vague questions. Barlas, Edgrin, who saved you from the kobolds who captured you?
Why, you did.
And? Who else?
And Scarab, and he points to each of you.
Right.
Rootmore, all of you. They saved us.
Well, maybe.
Now, before you continue on with your wild accusation, you there, and she's going to point at the one that was scared of Scarab, that kobold.
Uh-huh.
What did you see in this kobold when you fell to your knees crying?
A vicious killer. The fire of a dragon.
And who did he kill?
Kurtlkep.
Who is Kurtlkep?
Kurtlkep. Look out.
What did Kurtlkep do? Who was he to you?
Kurtlkep was thought to be Dragonblood. He was. Look out.
For?
Truscales.
Truscales. So he killed the Truscales lookout. This dragon blood killed your people.
Yes.
For why?
He is true dragon blood.
Yes.
Thank you.
Scarab fought against these true scales. Who captured these people who are from your town, Payday? And we are planning on going back there and finding your butcher. But we needed to bring back these two scared citizens of your town. Do you understand that we are risking our lives? Scarab is risking his life against his own people, his own race, to save your people, these two people, and your sheriff. What do you have to think about that, Payday?
I think that that is all very well and good. But as noble and honorable as your deeds, this does not exonerate the sheriff. He will be held until... our poor Colbrin Jabs is returned.
Could it at least exonerate me so I can do work in this town?
You are free to move in town as long as the sheriff holds the burden of your crime, Scarab.
You want to write something about that on a message board somewhere? I don't feel safe here anymore.
Rootmore's going to grab the white-scaled kobold, pull him forward. How many other people have you taken? How many people are down there that are innocent? That you have kidnapped? Speak!
Scarab hits him in the back of the head with the butt of his gun. Every time he's about to speak, just hits him again.
This one is the jailer. He had the keys.
Speak, Edgrin, damn you!
Edgrin said he's the jailer.
I will not. Damn it!
Oh. Payday, this one seems like a tough one. You know how to break tough ones?
It is a specialty of mine. You may leave him with me, if you wish.
Oh, for sure.
Come, little friend. I'm sure we'll have much to discuss.
They're probably gonna do something weird. We should go.
Before you go, Payday, I don't remember the sheriff's name. What's his name?
Why, obviously.
I don't have his name.
Is it Bolden? Bolson is the hunter.
I just have him as sheriff.
No, you're correct on the last name. Daedrin, or Deldrin? Sorry, weird font. Deldrin Bailson. Sheriff Bailson.
Bailson, okay.
Ah, D-Bell! Let's go talk to him!
Sorry, tell me again.
Deldrin, D-E-L-D-R-I-N.
Beldrin.
Bailson.
Deldrin Beldrin.
B-A-L-E-S-O-N.
How have you been treating the sheriff?
I have been lifting his spirits this very day.
That sounds like bullshit. Let me see him.
Now we'll permit a visit. Please, enter.
Monet's gonna just open the door. Mm-hmm. Sheriff, how are you doing? How's he treating you?
He's sitting on a cot behind one of the cells.
He's in a cell?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Facing the wall.
Wait, Sheriff. Your office is over here. That's where prisoners go. What are you doing?
Unfortunately, I have been confined to a cell for the time being.
Has Payday been nice to you?
As nice as Payday can be.
Yeah, but is that nice?
No.
Yeah, so, Payday, we have brought two of your people back. Two of your people. Give this man good food, comforting lodgings. This is not how you treat the sheriff of your town. He cares more about these people than you do. And we will continue to bring back people as long as you treat him with the respect he deserves.
Such kind, sweet words.
There's no kindness or sweetness in these words.
I shall report directly to Thaldrin Creed. And Creed's will is Falcon's Hollow's creed.
Well, then I would hope that your creed would treat his people, including your sheriff, with the amount of respect that he deserves.
I cannot expect an outsider to understand our ways. But
I
will pass
won't.
Your message along.
I definitely don't understand your ways if you continue to treat this man, who cares about every single citizen in this town, including the outsiders, enough to put himself in harm's way, something that I doubt you would ever dare to do, with the respect that he deserves. We are saving your people. What the fuck have you done, Payday?
Maintained peace and order
what
under
peace?
Thaldrin Creed. Look around. Look at the streets. Are they strewn with blood? Are the people fleeing in terror?
Yes.
You look around. They're not.
There are people fleeing in terror. There are people that do not feel comfortable or safe in your town.
And yet not one of them has left, because they know this is the only protection from the wild. We have done our duty, whether you approve or not.
You have had one man, and one man is enough. Look you straight in the eye and tell you that he is not safe in this town. His name is Scarab. And what have you done? Nothing. She has no charisma. So that's why she's just not holding back.
Evidently. I grow tired of your conversation.
And I grow tired of your stench.
That is all well and good.
Here, look.
But despite my scent, your sheriff remains behind bars until the accused Scarab is cleared of his crime.
And you should remain
behind
walls.
So you either return
walls, 'cause you smell real bad.
Cobran Jabs... or the sheriff dies. I shall be off. Come, little one.
Hopefully off for a bath.
He begins toting away
Stinky
the
fucker.
White kobold. You sure showed him.
Wait, here, take this one too. We don't want him.
No, neither do I.
All right, you're free. Go do as you please.
the
guards, farmers live that way.
The guards will take the second kobold from you, and they'll move him to the second cell inside of Sheriff Bailson's office.
Ah, company.
I think I did pretty well.
Oh, Monet, you did fantastic.
I let him.
Did
fine. Yeah, you did great. I'm really good at talking to people. Majority of the, I don't talk to a lot of people.
It was very good.
But that was good.
Yes. Let's bring the sheriff's spirits up. Sheriff Belson, look who we have. He pulls in the hunter.
Pulls him in.
Drags him in a dead carcass.
Should probably take these guys to the, that evil witch.
Look, they've been here. They've been all beat up for a while. They'll be fine for another couple of minutes. Look, Sheriff, we brought the hunter. We brought this halfling. His last name's Gale Song. You smell so bad.
Pass me a drink, please.
Oh, yes. Oh, you have anything?
I'll trade you for food.
He's going to walk over to the desk.
And... Sheriff.
There's so many bottles over there.
All right, yeah, he's going to grab a bottle.
I've got to say, you look terrible. I don't think I've ever seen you look
Monet.
So bad.
Monet, please.
Is that... I'm just being honest.
I understand. I'm sure he knows.
She said too many words today. She's gone mad with power.
Let him be free!
Rootmore's going to grab three bottles of whatever he's got over there. Here, hide these under your bed or something, you know? Hide two of them under the bed. Here's one to drink right now.
No one will find it in your stomach.
But also remember, if you drink too much alcohol, you will die.
Just something to pass the time.
Your liver will...
I can quit whenever I want to.
Deteriorate, and you'll start looking even worse than you do now.
You're really starting to bum me out.
It's great to see you, but I just need to let you know that you look really worse for wear.
Barless, you're alive, you old bastard.
Like, the first time I saw you, I was like, what a charming fellow, and now I'm like...
Please, tell me what happened.
If I saw you
so
on
glad
the street,
to see you safe.
You are looking a little flushed. You should probably go outside.
Maybe a drink.
So I need a drink after this conversation. Rootmore will open the cell, go inside the cell, close it, lock it. I think I'll just stay here for a while.
I'm going to go find a way to kill that big asshole.
It's a good idea.
What else do y'all want to do?
Well, is Barless happy to see the sheriff?
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to hear their conversation.
Oh, he's unconscious. The sheriff was just talking at him to not talk to you.
Edgren, how are you feeling?
The whole time he's just still looking at the unconscious body. Just,
oh, I can't believe you're alive. That's so good. Wow, great.
It's okay, Monet. I'm sure we got XP for turning him in. It's fine.
You'll want to take him to Lady Kirthana over at the Temple of Iomide. She's the one that put out the search.
Ah. Oh, we should go do that.
We just thought that maybe, you know, reuniting you with a friend.
I hate him.
Okay, with someone that you know and
barely
someone...
met him once.
Close. Okay. Well, we were just hoping to rise your spirits because, God, you look so sad. Your eyes are so sunken and dark.
Time to go. Let's get out of here. Rest assured, dear sheriff.
Are you going to cry?
Monet, I'll meet you outside, Monet. Rest assured. After a few visits to the shop, good night of rest. I'm so tired. We're heading back out there.
That's a good idea, Rootmore. I'll meet you outside. You go ahead. Yeah. It's just like the bags under your eyes. I've never seen someone with such deep-set bags.
It's been the worst 2 days of my life.
I can imagine, just solely based on the look on your face.
I'm so grateful you gave me alcohol.
I did.
There's nothing to pass the time.
That was Rootmore I would not have, because I'm pretty sure that you will drink yourself to death.
If I'm lucky.
No, I don't like this. You'll be fine. One more day.
I think he wants to kill himself.
No, he won't. Look, they took his shoelaces. He'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Do you have any encouraging words for us, Sheriff?
No, his face goes serious for a moment, and he does regard all of you.
Even should you fail, even if I never make it out, I do want you, each and every one of you, to know that you have done a great thing for Falcon's Hollow. By returning its people, you show that there are those outside the creeds who are willing to help. Thank you, each of you. I knew I was right to put my faith in you, Scarab.
Of course, Sheriff. Of course. But also, at this point, I'm really just going back there for my own reasons. For things I need to take care of for myself. These guys basically did their hired job. They can go whenever they want. But I'm going back for me. I'm sorry for all the terrible things that have happened to you. And I'm sorry that I lost my cart. But once I get my life back together, you'll never see me again, Sheriff. And it'll be good for you.
Yeah, sounds like two birds with one stone. Very good, Scarab.
I've always admired your honesty above all else.
Yeah, stuff like this. Check this out. Before you die, do you have any secrets that can help us take down the Creeds?
Ah, very good.
You know, before you're dead and we can't get it out of you. Drink that bottle too, hurry up.
Yes, I will aid on that diplomacy check.
Athletics to force booze down his throat.
Ooh.
Monet will just stand behind them, nodding vigorously with really worried eyebrows.
I crit on my diplomacy aid. That's plus two.
That's not diplomacy.
Oops.
It's a really gentle slap. I moisturize my hands first.
So you want to get to the Creeds?
Oh, you bet your ass! For no reason other than I'm mad at them!
Yeah, I figure after everything Scarab told us about the Creeds with his previous party and everything, step one is, of course, getting you out. Step two, attack them when they're not ready. Maybe attack is a very aggressive word, but a plan against them when they're not ready.
Step three, you take over Falcon's Hollow, and instead you call it Falcon's Full of It.
I thought you were outside.
No, actually, Rootmore was supposed to go outside, I'm pretty sure. I was going to meet
him
out
I'm still in
there.
The cell with the sheriff.
Well, you said that you'd meet me outside, so I thought you were going to go outside and then I'd meet you there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
The sheriff stands up at your request, and he opens the door to his cell and goes over to his desk. And he rifles through a few of his drawers. Before producing a scroll, he then goes back into his cell and shuts the door behind him.
You two are going to want to come in here for this.
Okay.
Oh.
Monet will go in.
Scarab just walks through the bars.
He turns around and kneels down in front of the bed, unrolling this scroll onto the cot. And you can see a very detailed blueprint labeled Creed Manor.
Ooh.
Is this map gonna take us higher, or are they gonna welcome us with arms wide open?
That's about as likely as Payday going on a diet.
Mm.
No,
he smells so bad.
It's one of his best features.
It's not a good feature.
It's not. He doesn't have any good features.
Like, with the name Payday, you'd think that maybe he'd smell like caramel and peanuts, but no, he doesn't smell like either of those.
No, we got the name Payday because he smells like blood and shit. Exactly what he beats out of the people who owe the Creeds money.
And piss.
And piss.
That one stings.
You should see his morning routine!
Shits blood and then pisses.
Wonder if the butcher's house still has some meat. Because I'm hungry.
Still has meat.
Yes.
The way you said that.
I have everything to make sausage except the sausage.
Yeah, so just a good old-fashioned B&E. You go to get some meat to eat breakfast.
Yes, bacon and eggs. Good idea, Scarab.
You got it.
Oh.
I can be real quiet when gathering materials for breakfast.
Yeah, Rootmore leaves.
Oh, I should probably go meet him outside.
I need to go find a lone farmer out in the field. Beat him and take him to that strange catacomb I found.
But seriously, he's hungry as hell, so...
you too. buddy. Figure things out. I'm going to go to the shops.
Are you like slowly ticking off your health? Or are you going to like die without us knowing or what?
No, we're not there yet, but like, I mean, I'm playing him as I play myself. If I don't eat in like 2 hours, I'm starving and I'm angry. I need to eat, you know?
Oh, trust me. I'm super pissed from not being able to sleep.
Just the tinge of hunger is a nightmare.
I'm feeling pretty okay all around.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen
that man. And,
that man.
That felt pretty good. I think I did a good job at saying exactly what I was thinking.
It was very funny. I'm surprised we didn't roll for initiative right there.
It wasn't supposed to be funny. Root more.
What?
Roll for initiative.
You understand.
I was being very serious.
Oh, I know. That's why I was funny. Anyway, I'm off. He leaves. Oh, comes back in. Oh, I have a list. Anybody want me to buy anything?
Oh, actually.
We'll do that later. We'll cut for shop stuff. Rootmore takes the list of stuff we want to buy, and he leaves.
You guys ready to hear Bailson's shtick?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, sir.
So the blueprint that he unfolds is purely a map of the exterior with a few of the interior rooms. It shows the manor as well as the grounds. It also gives a depiction of the main floor. I will give that to you guys later.
Wow.
When Falcon's Hollow was founded, the three families built the manor and they ruled from within. In 4603, the Harpy Hag Massacre led to the town being besieged by fey creatures and harpies, which led to the Creeds to adopt their current practice of lining the parapets and the rooftops with archers, each of them armed with crossbows. Going in from the top is a near impossibility. Getting onto the grounds in general will be difficult as well. If they don't spot you, there's the Great Wall that will stop you. The Great Wall was erected after one of the families, the Larkos, was killed by a mob. They believed that the Larkos had become strange folk. One of their children married off to Ulismila's daughters in order to stop the massacre. The town never quite sat well with that. After the Larkos were burned alive, the remaining two families erected a great wall to separate themselves from the common folk of Falcon's Hollow, in case they were to lose their minds again.
Of course.
Who were the remaining two families?
That was the Creeds. And
the Altar Bridge.
Stupid.
They killed off the Seethers and the...
The Sam kills.
Oh, Sam. Mr. Frodo. Go home, Sam.
One step outside of that mansion was the furthest they'd ever been away from home. Even now, the only way in and out of the Creed Manor is through that front gate. Or, if you were to somehow scale the walls, though they have guards who patrol the perimeter as well, they receive a weekly shipment of goods.
That was my next question. What kind of goods?
The mansion is a veritable fortress, and they treat it as such. Every week they restock food, water, other supplies.
Entertainment, perhaps?
Unless the Creeds are throwing an event, that's very unlikely.
Do they throw events? Normally, big, rich family never leave the house. Have to do something for fun.
They do leave on occasion. Though it is very rare, and when they do, they are surrounded by a cavalcade of Creed's cohorts. They usually gather at the Rogue Lady.
Great alliteration.
Thank you.
Do they take groups of men with them as they leave? You say they have an armed guard? Are these people that would maybe come from the roof, or come from inside, or outside forces?
Whenever Creed has special guests from the Lumber Consortium, he seeks to entertain them. Rarely does he go with them, but should he will treat them to a night at the Rogue's Lady for a night of drinking, gambling, and debauchery.
Hmm.
You could either lure, perhaps, posing as someone from the Consortium.
Or as a consort.
Or as a consort. Maybe you could get a job at the Rogue Lady. Or you could attempt to break into the manor itself. Once you are able to gain access to the grounds, and he points to a part of the map, towards the back is where the servants receive the goods. This is a direct entrance into Creed Manor, and its only weak point from the exterior. There are windows on the second floor, but the likelihood of you being able to scale the wall and avoid the patrols, as well as avoid the eyes of the archers, is very slim.
It's not impossible, but once inside, what would I do? I think we need to be let in.
He points to the front door. If you make your way through the front...
You can get out of my sight.
You can go away, because that's a shit plan. Down the hall from the main chamber, heading north, so it goes forward and then veers off to the left, is a stairwell that will take you to the second floor. The second floor is where Creed's room is, although I don't have the blueprint for that.
I've got a question, but I'm not there.
Why did you leave?
Save time, because he wants to knock out a couple things at once so we can head back out and free this man.
I feel like this is the second time you've done this in this campaign. You left in the middle of the thing, and then you're like, I have something to say, but I'm not there. Don't say that. It makes me upset because you're not there. You can't tell me that, and I can't be disappointed in you.
Oh, well, Sheriff probably will say, I don't know.
You can't assume what someone's going to say. Rootmore! What the hell?
Oh, I'm back from shopping. That was really fast.
Oh, thank goodness. This is everything that the sheriff just told us. Do you have any questions?
I don't know. How long is shopping, Cody? How long would you say he's gone?
Depends on what you're getting.
We don't know yet. We're going to do that on the break.
Yeah.
Maybe 10 bullets!
Bullets, repair kit. That's all I know.
Probably like 20, 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, you tell me when he shows up. We'll do that.
I think it's probably going to wrap up before you get back, because Sheriff is about to say,
I've had the blueprints for a while, in case anything ever happened and action needed to be taken. But my daily duties are many, and I don't have much time to ruminate on plans, but now I have nothing but time.
You're pretty bored, right?
Pretty goddamn bored.
Yeah, understood. And like I was saying earlier, this is not priority. Not at all. I don't want to see you again under these circumstances. Ever again. I don't want to see you behind bars. Or dead. Or behind that desk. Whatever. But if I do decide to rebuild my cart and come back through town, I would like a town that is standing. So me and my crew might take out those Creeds. If you're cool with it, don't tell anyone about this.
There is a problem. The Creeds are the sole remnant of the founding three families, which means they hold the exclusive rights to the logging of the Lumber Consortium. If someone else doesn't own those rights, the work dries up. Or worse, the consortium takes over and we become a corporation.
Well, yeah, it kind of seems like that's the route they want to go. Not a logging town, just logging. So, we could shake things up a little bit. Maybe make it a nicer place to live.
The only way to gain control of that deed would be if some way you could get Thordrin Creed to sign it. If there were a transfer of power, someone else would become the proprietary owner.
Ooh.
Of all the logging rights in the region. And then, and only then, the Creeds could die. I don't know where he keeps the deed. Whether it be in an office, or in one of the mansion's vaults. That you'd have to find.
We'll have to get him liquored up. Oh yeah.
I'll have nothing but time and I can consider options. In the meantime, you should take this.
And he rolls up the blueprint and he gives it to you.
Hell yeah.
If you're really going to do this, then we'll have to do it as best we can, because we'll only get one shot. If there's one thing the Creeds are actually good at, it's surviving calamity. and then becoming stronger for it.
And we're gonna need you free for that. Ruminate on this. Don't go anywhere. Think only about this and save some of the booze.
He opens the door to his cell and gestures for you.
I'm gonna go now.
Monet will turn and reach into her bag and pull out her riding set. This might be a better hobby for you.
He looks over at his desk where there's a quill, a pen, and paper.
Thank you, Monet. That's very thoughtful.
Thanks. I try really hard to think.
I can see that.
She's been doing it a lot lately. Maybe it's the lack of sleep.
Might be.
All right. Thank you, my little upstarts.
I don't take offense to that at all. Truthfully, you might.
Points at Monet.
Should I?
No, I'm just saying you could. She said little and I'm little. He's kind of little, but you're pretty tall. I'm sleepy, let's go.
Okay.
Ingrid, you stay here in the cell. Be safe.
I'd like to go home.
Monet will take Carlos. Oh yeah, where are you staying?
Can we take a spot?
Tie up Edgar and take him with you.
You got a couch, bro.
I don't live here.
Oh shit, where do you live?
I'm from the south. We came up here to pass through on our way to Droskar's Crag.
Well, maybe you should have stayed where you came from.
That's really dark, Mr. Scarab. All my friends are dead.
Yes, really the furthest you've ever been, huh?
The furthest away from home I've ever been.
We should go talk to the cleric.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for bringing me back to town. I think I'm going to go home.
I think you should stick with us.
Oh, no, thank you.
Ooh, actually, Edgrin, TBH, we might need you to help get the sheriff out. Just another day, friend.
Give me a diplomacy.
Ho-ho-ho.
Rootmore, grab him!
Rootmore's not here.
Shouts into the room.
Pretty good. With a soft pat on the shoulder, 26.
Okay.
Oh, that's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, it is, dude!
Oh, Mr. Scarab, I don't know. I only just got out of that hellhole, and it's awfully dangerous. I would need weapons, arms, a new loot.
He picks up the broken loot that kind of whang when he picks it up.
Let's,
What's the bar at the north called? Wait, was it the north, or is it like right across from the sheriff?
Sitting Duck?
Yeah.
See, maybe we can get you a spot there for the night. Maybe play a song or two. I think they had some extra instruments. Nothing as good as your broken shit, but... good enough to pay for a night, perhaps. Get some food. Hang out with your friend.
You'll also need to gather up some money to get back home, I assume. Because we're not giving you any, because we're poor.
Yeah, we don't get money until we finish our quest. I don't even think we're promised any.
Otherwise, we would give you money, but we're not going to because we don't have any money.
Yeah, don't extort us. We're the extortionists.
I'm feeling awfully gaslit right now, Mr. Scarab.
No, you're safe. You're totally safe. Oh, quit being so defensive.
If it makes you feel any better, Edgrin, I'm also planning on getting a job at that place where the women hang out.
All right. I'll stay for the night. That'll help. But you're going to have to get me something more than this. And he dangles that shitty kobold sling. If I'm going to go back into that. The last time I was sure I could do anything, all my friends died and I ended up a prisoner. So I'm going to need a lot more than your assurance to ever try to go back.
Were we planning on taking him back?
No, you can stay here. Just don't leave. You
oh,
know what
thank
I'm
God,
saying?
Mr. Scarab.
Hey,
I was so scared, Mr. Scarab.
Hey, that's growth. No, seriously, I'm going to need you ready and willing to go tomorrow morning.
Oh, God.
No, you're fine. Just stay here.
Well, then, if you can get me a room, I can stay. At the very least, that's thank you.
Yeah, I'll totally get you a room if you're charming enough.
We're gonna need some help here. These guys hated me yesterday.
He's covered in dirt and scrapes, a little bit of blood, and he looks like crap. Hasn't slept, and he's like, I can be charming.
Of course you can, of course. But first, let's get your friend to the cleric.
All right.
Scarab and Monet will head to the lady. While Rootmore is fucking around somewhere. Not part of the roleplay.
Just digging around some farmer's house in the dark.
You guys probably see him. He's walking back to the sheriff and you intercept him. He's got the stuff.
Oh, Scarab, here's your bullets. How much did they cost? I don't know.
Not much at all.
I just threw all my money at him and he gave me a little bit back.
It's been a long day. It feels like three times as much as usual.
Yes. Here it is. Yes. Also bought a repair kit that costs 2 gold.
Yeah, that's going to be 1 silver for the bullets.
And we gain 3 silver because Rootmore sold the pick that he picked up from the kobold.
Okay.
And how's this repair kit work?
It's just like a first aid kit. You just need to have it with you in order to repair something.
Okay.
Yeah, so you guys see Rootmore walking up with all the stuff that we bought. We bought a repair kit, more bullets. What was the other thing? A lock.
I was honestly joking about the lock.
Oh. I already bought it, though, so money's gone.
Why do you have control of the money?
So I imagine you guys fill Rootmore in on what you learned from the sheriff, and we head over to the... What kind of cleric is it? What kind of cleric are we heading to? I can't remember.
The holy kind.
Aomade, is that what he said? Fucking so Cody.
I roll. Slump. Yeah, you're heading back to the Temple of Aomade, run by Lady Krithana Gensar. As for what kind of cleric, a lawful good female human cleric of Aomade. Level 6.
Oh, level 6. Oh, maybe we can convince her. Nope, never mind. We already have a cleric.
She can have my job.
We do?
Yes, I do a fine job.
Oh, you're a cleric?
Yes.
Oh.
Torag.
Oh.
Damn it, forgot to buy food.
Be right back.
I'll hang out with you guys for a bit, and then we'll buy food.
All right, yeah. You're outside the temple. It's not a far walk from the sheriff's office.
Aggressively kick the door open.
Okay.
Cleric, we brought the man.
It's an AI-generated sentence.
Cleric.
Pushing your way in through the front door, you can see Lady Krithana is at the end of the aisle in front of a small altar, and she is currently in prayer.
Cleric.
She looks your way and then stands up and regards you warmly.
Welcome back, adventurers. Barliss!
Yeah, she's got Barliss unconscious on her shoulder. Brought this guy.
Is he alive? Is he well?
He was when we found him.
He's just very tired, that's all.
My god, he looks emaciated. We'll have to get him some food. Thank you, adventurers. Please, over here.
And she leads you back behind the altar and around the corner, and there is a simple room with a cot. Several cots. But she directs you to lay him in one of them.
Ah, yes, this way. This way.
Yeah, Monet will walk over and just kind of like gently, like, shrug him off.
Gently hurl him into a bed. Okay. Yeah.
What happened? What became of him?
Kobolds.
Yes.
He was in place.
Kidnapped by kobolds.
Say no more. I fully understand.
He was kidnapped by kobolds. They're wanting to sacrifice him for some kind of weird belief they have. It's not real. Yes.
Yes, for a demon. Not even for a dragon.
Oh, yeah, a demon. Yes.
Wow. I had no idea.
It doesn't matter.
You
were
totally
real.
There for that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not real, so it doesn't matter.
I guess I just wasn't listening.
Demons aren't real.
Uh-huh.
I don't exist.
Well, thank you for returning him.
Then what are you here for? What do you do then?
Who, me?
Yeah, man.
I make sausage and I try to help people.
Aren't you a cleric?
Yes.
You should really study your enemy then.
Mm-hmm.
I do. They're undead. Been fighting them.
We'll get back to it.
I don't remember any demons down there. Are you bullshitting me right now?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. I presume we stopped demons from showing up. Maybe.
Child stories. That's all it is.
Sure, man.
Demons aren't real. Don't worry about it.
You know what? Maybe you're right.
I'm afraid they're very real, sir.
Ah, see?
And she's a cleric.
So I am a cleric,
too. So I would know.
Different beliefs, okay? I worship Torak.
Anyway.
Yes, agreed.
What does your god believe is evil? What, like, water?
Droskar.
Not nice people. Bring it up here in a second. It's been a while since I've looked.
Go through my book.
Read my Bible again.
Details.
It says right here, fake.
He believes in being honorable and forthright. Keep to your word. Respect your forge and your craft. Serve your people. That is what I'm doing here. Trying to save this town.
None of that told me what your god believes is evil.
Evil? Telling lies. Or cheat someone.
Mm-hmm.
Intentionally create inferior works. Like if I gave you a sausage that was crap and I did it on purpose.
So
that
you,
would be sacrilege.
So you, as a cleric, you fight liars, cheaters, and amateur cooks?
Yes.
Okay.
Show mercy to the... What? Oh, I see. Show mercy to the enemies of your people. I thought it just said, show mercy to enemies.
I can't tell what this word says. Let me just cross it out.
That can be right.
You know, just
I've
like
clubbed hundreds of people.
Just like most major religions. Just cherry pick on what you like and interpret it the way you want it to be.
Yes.
That's how countries are started.
That's how I got here.
That's how countries are run. All kidding aside.
Well,
rest assured, Monet. I'm here for good.
I was worried when I offered him the prayer to Ayumide that it wouldn't be enough, that it might offend his god Arasil. But it seems you've returned him safe and sound. And for that, I thank you.
Are you trying to take credit for this, or what?
No, the opposite. I was worried I might have doomed or damned him. Offended his god in the face of my own.
Gotta be way honest with you. It's hard to tell. You might have. It's awful down there.
By his own assistance. Maybe he damned himself.
I believe that too.
Does a sign of the sword.
I believe that too. He was pretty useless in our last fight.
Yeah, all he was doing was praying.
Useless!
When has prayer ever helped anyone?
Hey, it helps people.
Just kidding, Torag.
It helps people.
How does Torag feel
Torag
about
has
jokes?
A sense of humor. Yeah, so any reward or anything? Or...
Look, we're running on zero sleep and a lot of pain.
Why, yes, in fact, there was a reward for my request. A +1 silver longsword, which I believe you already got.
I don't remember that.
No, me either.
That's strange. It was right here a day ago.
You and I,
gave
have
it to
never
you.
Met.
Yeah, I've never met you before.
That's the damnedest thing.
Roll for gaslight?
No, she gave it to Jacques.
Oh, yeah. She did.
Jacques,
you're right,
has
yeah.
It. Yeah, Jacques and Korenkov.
I gave it to your tall, skinny, corpse tender friend.
Sorry?
Corpse tender? Plague bearer?
That sounds horrible. Who is that?
Sick fixer?
A
well
doctor?
Maker? A what?
Are you feeling okay? Should you lay on
a
one of these beds?
A doctor?
Have you come down with the twinkles?
Oh, the twinkles.
I hope not. Iomide be blessed, makes a sign of the sword.
Is that still running rampant around here?
That's what I've heard about.
I've only heard rumor.
Oh, God.
Tales whispered in the marketplace.
Rumor. Ruthmore steps 6 feet away from the cleric.
Yeah, so a doctor is someone that fixes ailments, provides them with, medicines.
Like some form of mad mender.
No, like a doctor.
Oh, you mean an ouchie fixer.
No, so, so.
A boo-boo breaker?
Have you ever been that?
A bruise buffer.
Civilized society.
Rumor's gonna repair his weapons and shield while we're talking.
Usually,
kind of like what he's doing over there.
She's currently checking Barlas's pulse and like applying bandages. I'm not following.
So, like a doctor, they're usually set up in some sort of building, maybe next to an apothecary.
She's nodding.
And they receive their supplies from the apothecary and. They apply them to you when you can't. They'll also repair your or mend your wounds and.
Like a cleric.
No, they don't. They don't just pray. They actually use.
Don't just pray.
They use scientific methods to help you heal.
Hurtful and ignorant, to be honest.
Okay, but you don't know what a doctor is.
A what?
A doctor.
Come again.
A doctor.
Well, you've had your sword, and I thank you for your good deed. Is there anything else I can do to help?
Yeah, could you heal me?
I can, if you'll join me in prayer.
Oh, sure. Here we go.
I'm going to step outside.
Right behind you, Scar. Good
so
day,
only
dear.
Be a minute, or 10, 20, 30.
Oh, are you...
And now we read from Iomide's Great Conquests and Works. In the beginning, there was nothing.
Time passes, and
let there be fireball.
Yes, let there be fireball.
Over and over again.
Heal you for 2d8. Mm-hmm. 10 points.
Nice, gracious, thanks.
Right now, off you go, and watch out for doctors.
They're not a bad. They help people.
Slams the door. Okay.
Seems we got swindled.
It does.
What is she talking about? A sword. Don't remember a sword.
I truly have no clue. Don't ask me about it either. I don't have a sword. Look in my backpack.
There's a sense motive.
Go for it. You think Scarab is lying?
I rolled a 13, which is pretty good, but I want you to roll it. Plus 12 perception.
Against my deception DC?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't beat it with... do you want to know the numbers?
It doesn't matter. I mean, if Scarab literally doesn't know...
Then... No, he knows.
Oh, okay.
He just wants Jock to be
left
alone.
One thing I'm wondering... This isn't character to character, but I'm wondering... I never heard why you were saying that Jacques is dead. I never heard the explanation behind that.
Yeah, he didn't explain himself, but he just wants Jacques to be left alone. So
okay.
He doesn't want to add in any way to anyone messing with Jacques.
Mm-hmm. I figured. I didn't know if there was like a bigger thing to it or not.
Nah, he's just trying to be good.
What a good boy.
So, I don't know the DCs of repairing, because repairing says it's the same DC as if you're crafting something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, click on...
Oh, item level.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. So it's item level 2. So if it's going by the craft DC, then it would be DC 16.
Mm-hmm.
Repairing the hammer, come on! Yes, an 11 on the die for 17...
Okay. Which is your item cost?
1 gold, and then the... So I guess 36 gold total, if you're adding the plus one.
No, the rune's not broken, just the weapon.
It's 1 gold.
Or thing. don't know. This is crunchy stuff we haven't done before. Yeah. So it looks like normally when you're like crafting something, you have to provide half the item's value in gold plus the material cost of whatever materials you need to fix it. And then you can speed up the process of how long it takes to craft it based on how much more money you put into it. Cuts the number of days. But you're not crafting from scratch. You're just fixing something. So I think it would just take a matter of hours.
Yeah, it says the time. It's 10 minutes to repair something.
What else, does it say anything else on there?
Place the item on a stable surface using a repair toolkit with both hands. Roll a crafting check. GM sets the DC, but it's usually the same DC to repair a given item as it is to craft it in the first place.
Okay. This one says no, you don't waste anything to repair anything. No money needed, only some free time, free hands, and a repair kit. And a flat surface to put your item on. But I mean, ground.
Yeah. He was using one of the church pews.
Okay. Yeah, you made the check, so you repair your item.
So it would be 10 HP. We found out the hammer has a broken threshold of 18. Total points are 36 hit points. Rootmore successfully rolled a repair check to give it 10 points. So it's at 28, no longer broken. So Rootmore tries to repair his shield. He rolls a natural 1.
Beautiful.
Deals 5 damage to it. It wasn't broken yet, but now it is broken. So he's going to spend 10 more minutes trying to repair it again.
Can I aid in the repairs?
Yeah, absolutely. Roll a crafting check to aid.
Move your Bible fingers, I'll help!
Hang on, how good are you at crafting?
I'm fantastic.
Oh, well, then you repair it then.
Oh, are you just a bad crafter?
I'm just +6.
Okay.
I'll aid you. Please, I need this. Cool, 25 to aid, so that's +2. Because the DC is now 15 to aid.
To help my friend, I'd like to pull out my pee-pee.
Here, grab onto this!
Oh, gladly.
Now, I won't make any promises. I said I was great at crafting, but I'm literally just a 1 point better than you. Oh, that doesn't look good.
What's aid? Give it +2?
+2. So I crit on it, so it's +2.
Perfect. 15.
That should be enough.
I mean, a level 1 is exactly 15.
Yeah, exactly. Was,
Jesus.
Good thing I was here to help you.
Your hammer was a DC 16.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, of course. So no problem. Don't forget it.
It's just barely better than when I started.
I like to imagine the two of you doing like a ghost on the shield. Scarab go up behind Rootmore. No, Scarab bend down over the shield, Rootmore behind him, hands over his hands. Let me help you.
You're tripping all over me. Please stop.
My darling. Is that the song?
Yeah.
It is? Awesome.
Awesome. Nailed it.
Oh, and I've been fucking myself over with the reflex saves, bro. Ever since I got Druengar's armor. Not Druengar. Droskar. Druengar. No, Droskar is the god. Druengar is his Rootmore's cousin.
Yeah.
It's got a trait called a Bulwark, which adds +3 to your reflex.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Emad, I think you mean Druengar's armor.
Stop. You're mixing the names.
Druengar?
Drogar?
You're doing it on purpose. You're trying to confuse me.
It's Druskingar.
No. Druengar.
Egrid.
Druengar. Edgar. I would know. My cousin.
Edgrid.
Dekar Dekard.
It's Dwedgengar.
Dwedgengar.
And so you don Hagrid's armor.
Perfect.
I'm a wizard, Scarab.
Thank you for the assist. I feel much better now, my weapon. Pretty good shield.
Dwedgengar.
What do you say, Monet? Monet, where are we going now?
Huh?
Where are we going now?
I want to go to sleep.
That's actually a good idea.
I know everyone's waking up for the day, but it's time for us to go to bed.
It's bedtime.
It doesn't matter when you're underground.
No, it doesn't.
We're not underground.
We'll be going. That's correct, Monet.
Yes, the moment the sun sets, let's travel back out into the forest.
good idea.
I know, I thought of it.
I'm gonna buy some more sausage.
So yeah,
bunch of rations.
We weren't going anywhere other than the Naughty Duck, right?
The duckle?
The duckling sit.
Squack, quack.
Mm-hmm, the squatting swan.
Scrat, scrat.
Yeah, because if so, Scarab's good to do that.
I'm ready to go to sit down. It's a duck.
See if we can get Edgrin a place to stay.
And that's it for today.
Hey.
The Curse Caravan uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy, paizo.com/community-use. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. The Curse Caravan is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Curse Caravan theme music and the beat you're hearing now is written by our very own Matthew. We would like to thank Michael Gelfie Studios, the world reference for tabletop RPG audio, for the music and the ambiance.
Go check out Michael Gelfie!
Find out more!
Thank you, Michael Gelfie!
At michaelgelfie.com.
Check out their Patreon and YouTube in the links in the description.
Hell yeah, thank you. Hell yeah. Leave us a comment! Rate us 5 stars!
Especially on Apple Podcasts. Spotify also allows you to rate and leave comments. Who knows? Maybe we'll read them.
Maybe one of you guys should start a subreddit for us and only say nice things.
Emad looks real tense right now.
Because I forgot to look one up, and we have one.
The comment. Find the comment. Don't edit any of this out.
Emad, you're failing our only fan.
This is a comment left on Spotify by Rabble Supreme.
Oh, nice.
And this is on episode 13 of Crown of the Kobold King. This is the episode that we fought the rats. We were just getting our asses handed to us by the rats. Mm-hmm. And then we went into that circle room with all the electricity and stuff where Monet saved Rootmore. And you're just a badass.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we were just... it was probably our worst episode as far as rolling.
Oh, yeah. I think I got 2 natural ones outside of the room.
Yeah,
I did
minimum.
Nothing.
Yeah. Right. It was crazy. But Rabble Supreme, they say, y'all really earned that Curse Caravan title this episode. LOL.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
That's not the only episode.
Oh,
that's
a self-fulfilling
not the only episode.
Our name is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
An endless cycle of regret and shame.
Yes, yes, yes.
The amount of die sets I have that do not work anymore. But I still use them because I haven't bought new dice yet.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them are terrible. They're awful. Mm-hmm.
We should have so many dice in Dice Jail that the government's looking to exploit their labor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We should have had more than one character death so far. I don't know how we're all still alive. It's crazy.
Hard work and determination.
But yeah, thank you very much, Rabble Supreme.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Rabble.
And the rest of you should take
be ashamed.
This. Yes.
Be better.
Participate
use
once in a while.
Rabble as what's the word I'm looking
a
for?
A shining bastion of goodness in the world.
That's exactly what I was looking for. You should step up and let us know how we're failing, like Rabble did, you know? Please. We need to know.
Yeah, all those comments can be pointed directly at Felicia.
Yeah. Positive comments! Yay!
Yay, say nice stuff!
Not to me. I don't want nice stuff. Thanks.
Stop sabotaging. All of our contact information is in the description. Thank you for being a traveler on the Cursed Caravan.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Fee, can you subtract 4 silver pieces for a ration, please? Without rolling your eyes. Everybody on the podcast heard you roll your eyes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You said 4?
4 silver pieces. If it isn't too much trouble.
Rolling your eyes is not an audible action.
I heard it, though.
Depends on the eyes.
Yeah, she's still got stone on her skin. You might hear that.
No, she doesn't.
Squeaky pickle eyes.
It only lasts for 10 minutes. It's gone. Unless she's been casting it every 10 minutes.
You have. You're exhausted. Your voice is hoarse.
I prefer to use the descriptor of gravelly.
On that note.
Get it? Because she's made of stone when she's using her earth armor.
Oh, damn.
Her armor of earth.
That joke rocks.
When your voice gets all rough.
Can we get this over with so I can get stoned?